This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Some of the greatest works of literature are about death, even though people really don't want to talk about death. People think about money all the time. It's always listed as one of the top reasons for divorce and depression and stress, but no one really wants to talk about it. And half of the country reports that it's trying to lose weight, but no one really wants to talk about being fat. Well, okay, people talk about it, but they don't want to watch a TV show about it. Money isn't funny, is something a highly decorated and financially successful writer once told me. He didn't say it to me over lunch or in some kind of colleague-to-colleague tone of voice. No, he barked it at me because he was my boss, and I had just pitched a story about a character dealing with money troubles. Now, this happened many years ago, but years later, when I was the boss and had no one to bark at me, I tried to do an episode of my own series that centered around a character dealing with money troubles. Money, it turns out, isn't funny. And I had to whisper that to myself on the second day of rehearsal when the whole script seemed to sputter out. I should have remembered that. Money is something people think about and talk about, but they don't really want to sit back and watch a TV show about it. But then again, I guess it's really about who you ask. If money isn't something that tickles your anxieties into life or that nags you quietly in the background, maybe you won't mind. It's the same, I guess, with death or body mass. If you're basically okay with it, it won't be an issue. A young executive at a large studio once complained to me that a line of dialogue in a script I had written wasn't really believable. I had a character who was a young executive at a large corporation, a vice president of something, reveal that she often didn't know what was going on in meetings or what anyone was talking about. The studio executive, who was also a young executive at a large corporation, a vice president of something, just didn't think anyone would believe that because young vice presidents at large corporations, said the young vice president at a large corporation, are really good at their jobs. Yeah, so responses to these things rely a lot on who is doing the responding. In the entertainment business, this is most often a case of audience research. You make a movie and then show it somewhere far away from LA and then ask the test audience what they thought, or you make a TV show and show a lot of them to a focus group panel and then ask them questions about how they felt about what they saw. And what this usually results in the TV business anyway, is the discovery that people, when asked directly, don't like characters who do bad things. They don't like the villain, which is sort of the goal of the villain character, but that's something you have to explain to the executives who pay for the focus group and who now have figured out the solution to your show, which is to remove the villain character. People don't like it, an executive once told me, when you talk about that character because that character is dead, and people don't want to be reminded of it, they don't want to think about death. We had written a character off on our show, and because it was organic to the story and the remaining characters, we brought the character up every now and then. But the executive was so emphatic and convinced that I just had to ask, how do you know this? We run a panel, was the answer. We have a focus group. And if you insist, I will send you the results, which arrived the next day. And it was clear that, yes, indeed, there is a focus group, and yes, almost 20% of that group, when asked, said they were uncomfortable talking about death and felt uncomfortable when the dead character was mentioned. And then right below it was the demographic breakdown of the panel, which revealed that over half of them were between the ages of 60 and 99. So yeah, that makes sense. It depends on who you ask. And that's it for this week. Next week, we will learn from television. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.